Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good song, right? Good song by Garth Brooks, one of the all-time classics, right?
Holding you, I've held everything.
Great song. Good.
For a moment.
For a moment, even I was king, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night, we had some dinner with some friends, and then afterwards we had a 50th birthday party to go to. So we get there. It's about 9:30, 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Arrived to this local watering hole. Wallabies, I believe it's called, over on like 89th, 95th, somewhere over there in Lenexa. And they said, come out and join us for karaoke. You're going to start at 9 o'clock. So we get there, you know, a little bit late because we were at dinner. Show up and the KUK State game is on.
Great
right?
game.
What an unbelievable football game. I mean,
didn't see it, saw the highlights. But
so I saw like the last 5 minutes of the game, right?
And that's all you really needed.
Yeah. That is really all that you needed to see of that game. It's time the KU just shuts down the program and starts over in a decade. I just abandoned this thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a mess, right? So so we show up to the bar. The game's on. You know, my friend Dan and his wife, they're celebrating their 50th. And we're, you know, Dan's in charge of the get loud button there. Arrowhead Stadium. That's his claim to fame. So when it says get loud, Dan's hitting that button. Dan Lulu, happy 50th, my friends, right? So we get there and they're like karaoke night and this game's taking long and people are like, oh God, come on, it's in the game we want to sing, right? Game ends, karaoke begins. Dan gets up on stage and sings Semi-Charmed Life by, why am I blanking right now? Third Eye Blind, right? And you know how hard that song is to sing, first of all?
Second of all,
how hard that song is to sing karaoke. Like, that is a hell of a song. Knocked it out of the park.
Let's go.
Home run. Bar's fired up. Everybody's ready to go. Next guy gets up there and sings The Dance by Garth Brooks. You want to talk about a wet fart in a bar on a Saturday night. Like,
but did he deliver? Because if you're going to sign up for that song, you got to have it.
Damn good.
Because I love karaoke.
It's hard to say if he delivered. He was okay on a you know, a baseball scale of 30 to 80. He was probably about a 45, right?
Okay.
Very mid. It was fine. It wasn't anything great. He didn't like knock it out of the park where people were crying and go, oh my God, that sounded just like Garth. That was wonderful. He was very mid on that. But, like, read the room, pal.
Yeah,
like, everybody wants to have a good time. Why? To get me through this. Semi-charm kind of life, baby. I want something else.
See, it's not that hard to sing.
To get me through this.
A pact that I'm holding. I'm living. It's
right.
It's so fun.
That's how it goes. It's hard, right? Yeah. Big motor, and I bumped again, and I bumped again, and like.
Is this Billy Mays conversation
it is,
coming
right,
back?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's kind of all flows, right? It's not like everybody's having a good time. Everybody,
oh, yeah.
And then this guy gets up there, probably in his 60s, at the bar by himself.
Oh.
I felt bad from that standpoint.
I've done that many times.
But you've got to read the room. And understand that people are there to have a good time on a Saturday night. Wait for a little bit to get into that song. Right?
So I have a few follow-ups.
Okay.
How do you sign up? Is it classic where you sign a piece of paper and then hand to the DJ?
Yeah, one of those things.
He can put that towards the back.
But it was at the beginning and there weren't a lot of people.
It doesn't matter.
You know?
There's four people. You still put the dance.
I agree. Yeah.
My other one is... Who out of you and Jen are the karaoke person?
We did not sing.
But who would sing more, you
Jen,
or her?
No question.
What would her song be?
Probably, I don't know what her song would be. Probably something by Martina McBride. Oh. You know, that's like her favorite
singer. Like Independence
Day? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Independence Day would be good. Actually, that's a really good karaoke
song. I'm just glad you didn't say she went up there and sang Like a Prayer just to me.
Oh, no.
Like, Jen, it's not Tuesday.
No. I
Bob wish. Around, like, when you call my name,
I'll take you there. Yeah, baby, let's go.
All right, check, please. Sir, you've had one beer. That's all I need.
That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Because some people were saying, you know, what are you going to sing? I go, well, there's only one song that I would sing if I was going to karaoke.
Yeah.
Brett Veach Town. I mean, that would be the only one. And my buddy Dan's like, you got to get up there and sing Brett Veach Town. You got to get up there and sing Brett Veach Town. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to sing Brett Veach Town. You know, I haven't had enough in me at this point in time to do this. And after the guy sang The Dance, I'm like, God, how do we get this back? And it was very, very difficult to get it back. And, you know, again, go up there, sing what you want, but read the room. Kind of know where you are. Like, the slow songs come in a little bit later on into the dance. Think back to your 7th and 8th grade high school dances and whatnot. When do the slow songs come in? After the mood was kind of set. Not right off the bat.
I just remember, yeah. I don't know. I enjoy karaoke. I'm sure,
it's great. Yeah.
I'm sure being in Nashville, you probably went to a lot of karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
You probably went to a lot where people were trying to be discovered, right?
Yes. I think they sound so damn good. Yeah. They're as mid as the guy who sang the dance.
Yeah. It's like there's a place in Scottsdale, Arizona called the Rusty Spur. Our friend Gene Watson sings there on Saturday nights during spring training.
Watson! Yes!
There's a Rusty Spur in downtown Lee Summit now.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same.
I don't know. I don't go.
But you know, you got read the room. Understand, Saturday night, man, we're having a good time. A Tuesday karaoke, fine. You want to sing that or whatever, you know. And he wants to sing a song. I get it. You do you. But again, when you do you, you have an impact on others, and everybody's like, oh, this sucks. All right, time to go.
What's Bob Fesco's karaoke song?
I just told you, Brett Veachtown.
I mean, like, realistically.
Probably Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Nice. That's a hard one to sing.
Yeah.
What about
anything
you?
For me is hard to sing. Let's not act like I got the voice of a singer here.
I feel like if you ask Cody Tapp what's your karaoke song, he's like, hang on.
Yeah, let me.
Which page?
Rolodex. Yeah.
Well, what kind of night is it? What's the location? Yeah. Who's in the crowd?
Mr. Brightside, man.
That's a great
that's
song.
Up there for me.
Yeah,
that's
a white
up there
guy
for
anthem.
Me.
Yeah. What about you, Dustin?
I got a few. I used to do We Didn't Start the Fire.
That's nice. A good one.
And I would turn the monitor the other way as an arrogant move.
But everybody thinks like, oh, I know the words to that. It's just like any other song. You know the words to a song. You know the words to a song.
Yeah. And then I stopped singing it because I went and saw Billy Joel live at Kauffman Stadium. He's like, I'm going to sing this next one, even though I hate it. And there's like the introduction started. We Didn't Start. I was like, oh, he hates it.
Well, I mean, think about how many times he's probably sung that song.
Yeah, and I don't think it was supposed to take off like it did. I think they were just like, hey, do this, which Fall Out Boy does a good rendition.
I would say Fall Out Boy's rendition is really good. Really good.
And then Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I go all stage presence.
Yeah.
Like,
dance like Bruce did in that video?
I have a video where I was at a bar in St. Louis. My buddy's dad had passed away, and his favorite thing to do was karaoke, and he loved to take us out. Shout out to Doug Lehman, RIP. And he would take us all out to karaoke, and he'd be like, just go up there and have fun. And we're like, well, we're not drunk enough yet. And he's like, you don't need to be. And then you get like that high when you do karaoke.
You do, yeah.
Especially if you nail it. Like, mm-hmm. if you go in there trying to think that you're like professional.
No.
Get out of town.
It definitely is like a runner's high.
And I actually did the whole like rendition. Like, we went down there and there had to have been like some sort of like birthday party, but there was like this group of bros and they were like jamming. And there was
you remember
only,
where you were?
Yeah. And there was only one girl. I don't know what the bar was called, but it was in St. Louis. And there was one girl in their group, fairly attractive. And the hey, baby, came up and I pointed to her and I was like, get up here. And she got on the stage. My shirt is basically ripped open from the bros, just like getting rowdy. And then we did the whole Courtney Cox, Bruce Springsteen thing.
Yeah. No
nailed
way.
It. Oh,
that's
dude, nailed
awesome.
It was
were
probably
they
that's
mad. A legendary.
No,
moment.
They loved it. They were like high fiving. I don't know if I high fived her boyfriend or not, but I felt like, you know, sorry if she wants to come back to the play. But I'm kidding. That didn't happen.
Right. That's
come on.
You always love going to the singer, right?
Yeah. But it was the closest I've ever felt to Bruce, like to be that person. I was like, this is awesome.
And
like
all my buddies are on saying you were the boss.
No, never. Okay. No, I was like, did I nail it? My buddy's like, yeah.
Bigger
like,
boss, right. Tony Danza or Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce. New documentary on Hulu came out. Can't wait to watch it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
Hulu.
Yeah. So yeah, that's karaoke 101.
Karaoke 101. Read the room.
Yeah. We Didn't Start the Fire. Dance in the Dark, love those two songs. And then every once in a while, I'll try to step out of my shell, and it's never good.
No, like one time, go with what you know.
One time I tried to sing Broadway by Goo Goo Dolls. I thought I was going to nail
Broadway,
it.
Broadway, that's a hard, I mean, I'm, yeah.
It's really not that tough of a song, but then like you start to think about it, you're like, oh, I'm not in my car anymore.
Yeah.
Like people can hear me.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. When you're going to karaoke, you got to go with a song you know. That's why I would go with Brett Veachtown. I don't know anything else.
Steven Spector is texting. He says, Return of the Mac is a classic.
It's a good song. Hard karaoke song, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a
great song. One of the all-time greats.
Also, if you get up and sing Freebird, kiss my ass. That's a 15-minute song.
That's cliche.
Like when it says 13-minute instrumental break, just end the song.
I'm as free as a bird.
And you're air guitaring.
Phil Lesh died over the weekend, too.
Yeah, Grateful Dead, man.
Yeah.
The bassist.
84 years old.
Living that lifestyle, dude. Living that lifestyle. That dude smoked a pack of cigs every day for 55 years and did acid and still lived to be 84.
I mean, it's 84 years old.
R.I.P.
Did you see the Empire State Building lit up in tie-dye? That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Q's poured a little out for Phil Lesh the other night. Like, yeah. Let's go.
I want to go to the Sphere and get all funky and watch Dead & Company. That's what I want to do. But that's...
Who's touring with them now?
They're still... It's John Mayer's like their other... He plays the role of Jerry.
Right.
And then what's-his-face is still alive, barely. Bob Weir, he's still hanging around.
How old is he?
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Up there, because he's like pretty much dumb. Anyways.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.